The big economic news from today was the inflation number, and we'll share what that means and more. It's the Business News Headlines for Wednesday, the 12th day of July, coming to you today from just outside of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. In other news, Kia will spend $200 million to build a new factory in Georgia that will build electric SUVs. After 127 years, a brewery will shut its doors, and we'll share why. Pizza on the go with Uber Eats made the news today. FedEx drivers are getting concerned. We'll tell you why that's going on. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the rise of part-time workers means what? Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Wednesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're with us for today. By the way, you want to follow us on Twitter? We're still there, at IOB_NewsHour, and on Threads, Insight on Business. Americans received some positive economic news Wednesday. The inflation that has reached its lowest point since early in 2021. That number is 3%, by the way. Much of this reduction came after lower costs for gasoline, airfares, and used cars and groceries. That 3% number was down sharply from the 4% number just this past May. From May to June, overall prices rose 0.2%, up from just 0.1% in the previous month, but still comparatively mild. Now, of course, the big question is, will the Fed raise rates again in a couple of weeks? And the answer seems to be yes. However, the data may lift hopes that the Fed will achieve a difficult soft landing in which price increases fall back to 2% without causing a spike in unemployment or a deep recession. Last week, the government reported solid hiring in June, though it slowed compared with earlier this year. The unemployment rate ticked lower from 3.7% to 3.6%, near a half-century low. West Point, Georgia will become the site of a new Kia plant, which will employ some 200 additional workers that will build new electronic SUVs. The company said it would expand overall production at the plant near the Alabama state line, southwest of Atlanta. Kia says the plant currently produces 340,000 vehicles a year, including the Telluride, Sorento, and Sportage SUVs and K5 sedans. After a successful run of 127 years, a popular San Francisco brewery will shut down. The Anchor Brewing Company will shut down and liquidate after years of declining sales, citing tough economic conditions. The Associated Press is reporting that Anchor was a trailblazer in the United States brewing industry back in the 1970s, when most Americans were loyal to a handful of major brands. It was Anchor that said, hey, try this craft beer. Its unique brewing techniques ignited demand way beyond the city borders of San Francisco, and it was quickly a sought-after prize by beer geeks everywhere. In recent years, however, brewers have faced increasing difficulty to turn a profit, with more and more canned cocktails, crafted drinks, spirits, and wines hurting beer sales. Last year, overall beer sales slid 3.1% in the United States, according to the Brewers Association. Craft brewer sales volume ticked higher by 0.1% during the period, but imports are also rising. Well, first it was no, and then it was maybe, and then, yeah, we'll do this. Domino's has reversed an earlier decision not to use third-party delivery companies and has announced it will partner with Uber Eats. while franchisees in a handful of international markets like the Netherlands have been working with third-party applications for years, Domino's has long said that partnering with delivery companies didn't make economic sense in its 6,600 U.S. stores. Well, that's all changed, apparently. Under the agreement, uniformed Domino drivers will still make the deliveries that customers order via Uber Eats, and Uber Eats will share data with Domino's on delivery efficiency and incremental sales. Michigan-based Domino's wouldn't say what percentage Uber Eats will take from each order. As a possible strike looms with UPS, FedEx is taking some time to tell their drivers to be aware and not to mix it up with customers, other drivers, or sellers. Business Insider is reporting that if UPS and the Teamsters do not agree on a new contract by July 31, the union, covering roughly 340,000 workers, has pledged to strike. Negotiations have been at a standstill since last week, with the issue of part-time pay at the center of the disagreement. The possible work stoppage, which is still far from certain, by the way, would present a significant disruption to some U.S. supply chains and the economy at large. FedEx, which potentially stands to benefit from a strike at its as the UPS largest competitor, is concerned that picketing Teamsters could disrupt its operations, according to a memo sent to FedEx delivery contractors. Now, unlike unionized UPS, FedEx uses a network of small businesses that contract out its delivery routes and make package deliveries to customers. Well, the positive news about inflation sent U.S. equities higher on the day, but by the close, stocks came off session highs. The Dow gained 86 points to close at 34,347. At one point, the blue chips were trading much higher, topping well above 200 points in gains. The NASDAQ finished the day up by 158 points to close at 13,918, and the S&P 500 added 32 points to end at 4,472. West Texas Intermediate crude picked up speed today, closing at $75.90 a barrel. And finally, there is this, and this has to do with the rise of part-time workers. The Washington Post is reporting that the number of part-time workers in the U.S. is growing, which may be a sign that the economy is slowing. Those holding down part-time jobs despite wanting to work full-time grew by about 452,000 in June. That's the biggest increase in more than 3 years. The jump in part-time work coincides with a cool-down in hiring in the same month, leading some experts to conclude that the job market and the economy are, yes, softening. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for listening. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.